Good afternoon, everyone. We welcome you all to the quarter earnings call of Pranik Logistics Limited for half year and quarter ended 31st March 2026. On the side of management, we have Pranav Kumar Sonthalia, Managing Director, Mr. Nikunj Sonthalia, Whole-Time Director, Mr. Sujay Kundu, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Avinash Sehgal, Chief Executive Officer. We remind you that today's discussion may contain certain forward-looking statements and must therefore be viewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. During the Q&A session, you may ask questions by raising your hand or typing in the chat. Please note that this conference is being recorded. Now, I hand over the call to our MD, Mr. Pranav Kumar Sonthalia, for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Brief of the company overview that we have performed in the past quarter as well as the past financial year. So I'll start with the financials that are there in place. So the total revenue this financial year stood at the total income that stood at 161 crores that compared to 106 crores the previous financial year. Our expenses grew in such ratios and making the profit before tax at 9.40 compared to 8.61 the previous year. There have been a lot of questions that have come up to me regarding the question regarding the profitability, that are overall when we are talking about in the PAT level, that last year our PAT was at 6.44 and this year our PAT is at 7.0304. And our revenue has jumped close to by 60 crores, and there is a quite minimal increase in the PAT. It's quite noteworthy that this year our depreciation has gone up to 4 crore 97 lakhs, which was quite low in comparison. That is at 2.80 crores in the previous financial year. The depreciation reason being the method of the accounting policy act that's being followed by the company. So this is there, and because of this, which has had a direct impact on the PAT, otherwise I'm sure we would all look into it that there is no other reason. Had the depreciation remained at the same levels, not impacting, the PAT would have been a totally different figure as to what we are seeing now. Alternatively, it is also to be noted that the logistics B2B business that the company Pranik Logistics is into is where, you know, where there is a bulk where we are going, that a particular customer who is giving us, let's say, 100 rupees of revenue, and when we are going and our business is increasing from 100 to 150, so there is a negotiation that is there that, okay, we are giving you volumetric business, let us discuss on the price aspect with a minimal shrink or something. So it is definitely quite general that with the increase in the revenue, we cannot expect the exact proportionate increase in the PAT, that 50% revenue increase. So there has to be a 50% PAT increase. There is a bit of a gap that should not be taken into consideration in exact basis. Further, the third point is also that the company is preparing for further expansions, for it's doing a capacity building for more growth in different states, because of which there has been a lot of travel that has been done by the company's senior management and others to meet different companies, to have multiple vendor meets, to have such more of such sort, to build capacity wherein, let's say, that our capacity, our accounts capacity is there wherein we can handle 200 vendors. So this thing should be increased, and there is a capacity where 400 handling can be done, and similarly, because of which few senior people needs to be in place, the ground team needs to be enhanced, the manpower needs to be enhanced, and hence resulting into a bit slighter more expenses. It is ultimately, I would say, a very good and a positive remark from the company's side that taking into the consideration all such factors, yet in absolute terms, the company has reported a growth in the profit. Remarkably, our earnings per share that has grown from 5.85 last year to 6.39 this year. This is the brief of the financials from my side. I think I'll let the might hand over to all of you for any questions that we might have.
Thank you, Pranav sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. To ask a question, please raise your hand or type your question in the chat. We kindly ask that you limit your question to one at a time to allow everyone an opportunity to participate. Technical support team, you can please check if anyone is there in the is there. You can check.
Yeah, hello, good afternoon everyone. Am I audible?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, so I have a question related to debt. During the last few quarters, our debt level have increased quite significantly. So I just wanted to know what could be the future going forward if we are planning to raise any kind of equity going forward to keep the leverage in check?
Pradeepji, we are not planning to raise any equity as of now. Yes, debt has increased undoubtedly, but at the same time, if we see even our assets have increased, I think in rather greater proportion, be it the vehicles that have been purchased or be it the FDs that have been given as a part of the CC limit that is there. I think it's quite worthy to note that if the company is having a 30 crore CC limit with the banks, so roughly 16 crores are there with them as a security. So at any time, if you would see that the company is almost at a very low debt coverage situation that is there, undoubtedly because of the accounting policies and the norms, the representation has to be such wherein the exact the debt and the asset that bifurcation needs to be shown. But yes, it's because of the increase in the assets, the more vehicles, few vehicles that the company has purchased, and the general working capital requirements, wherein let's say if the company has a requirement of 1 crore practically, so the debt has practically been shown as increased by 2 crores, considering a 50% collateral coverage ratio.
Yeah, understood. With regard to working capital only, our trade receivables has increased significantly over the years as compared to revenue. Obviously, correct. Revenue have also increased. But if we look at days receivable, that has increased substantially over the few years. So can you throw some light on this? Why the receivable days have increased and what should we expect going forward?
I think now also we are at a 90 days of receivable that is there. If we see our debtors close to standing at 54 crores, if we just see our last quarter revenue, it's also, you know, we should think that the revenue, what is booked, it is direct. Let's say that when I'm billing a customer 100 rupees plus GST, 100 9% CGST, 9% SGST, 118. So my debtors are increasing by 118, however, my revenue is increasing by 100.
Yeah.
So, har samay 18, 20, matlab depending on the percentage, at least 20% ka ek gap up hai. Ab jab overall dekhoge to hamara jo last quarter ka turnover hai, wahi hamara debtors hai, that is 90 days. At the same time, since this is a service industry, so at any point of time, there are always bills, unbilled revenue that is there, where the provisional debtors raise because, say, the period of service is from 1st March to 31st March and the bill is being raised on 10th of April. So by law, we cannot book that revenue on 31st of March. So unbilled debtors reh jate hain, aapka, otherwise aapka ye reh jata hai.
Yeah, understood. So going forward, should we expect the days receivable to be constant near the 90-day mark?
Yes, 90-day mark is what I feel is going to remain constant, because I'll just put a brief of how this cycle works. Ye basically, let's say that from 1st March to 31st March is the service period, and we are raising the bills on the 10th of April or the 15th of April. Between 45 to 60 days is the credit terms. And in specifically with the client list that the company has, that I'm sure you are aware of. You see, with these companies, it's not that if it is written at 45 days, it has to be 45 days. There are instances wherein this 45 days do linger upon till 55 days because of multiple reasons that might be system oriented, work order issues, or any XYZ reasons. However, yes, as mentioned, 90 days is the constant what we can expect. And that is going to remain. Even in the past, it's the 90 days as what's being done. Current also is 90 days what it is. And in future also, it's the 90 days constancy that is going to remain.
Okay, sure. And can I continue with my other questions, or is there anyone in the queue?
It's okay. There is someone, but it's okay. You finish first and then probably we'll get on to next.
I have few more questions. I would like would let others to have their own.
Fair enough.
Okay, thank you.
Can we have the next question, please? Mr. Kenil Sabla is there in the line.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for the opportunity. I have a couple of questions. So just wanted to check how many vehicles are owned by the company and how many are run as a contract with some drivers. So that was my first question. So we'll do it one by one if you answer yes.
Yeah, that would be better. If you would be willing an exact number, I think that is you can give us a mail for that, and we'll revert you with the exact number. However, if you want an approximate, so it's
Approx
close
is fine,
to.
sir. Approx is fine, yeah.
So it's yeah, it's 150 plus vehicles that's being directly owned by us, and in terms of contractual, definitely that the numbers goes to 600 plus. That is there, that's running throughout.
Okay, and is there any margin difference for operating your own or contractual vehicle, sir?
The margin difference, definitely there are margin differences, because there are a lot of parameters that comes into the own vehicles and that comes into the market leased vehicle. For example, I'll tell you, if your own vehicle is standing for a particular day, so you have got a driver cost and other cost that's been inbuilt. Whereas if you have hired the vehicles on a per trip basis, so the vehicle is standing, so that cost is deviated. However, there are a lot of other parameters that has been considered for purchasing of own vehicles, which are mainly service oriented. Your own vehicle in peak times can give exceptional service because they are readily available. A bit of dependency on the market needs to be reduced. A lot of factors happen over there for which the own vehicle is a must requirement. Wherein especially you are running this size of the business. In totality, if I just talk about the percentage, I think close to 25% of the vehicles would be owned, and 75% of the revenue that is being there is roughly with the market hired vehicles. So
Yeah.
yes, the ratio is primarily for the service orientation, for the service levels to be met properly.
Okay, so what is the capacity utilization basically? So of your own vehicles, because of contractual, we can know that as demand comes, you may be hiring it. So maybe the 150s, we can say it's maybe 90% utilized.
No, the 150 vehicles that has been owned, in that also fewer of them are with the contractuals, and that is close to 98.7% utilized.
Okay, 98, maybe upwards of 90% is the utilization of our own vehicles, which we.
It is 98 point some percentage, that exactly
Got it,
it's
got it,
98.
got it. Yeah. Okay. And what is the how is your business about the warehousing part, which is doing so?
See, our warehousing, if you see the capacity as well as our area of operations are increasing. which is that be it in terms of geographical or be it in terms of companies. Of late, in totality, we have grown our warehousing capacity to roughly 17 lakh square feet of space across clients that we are handling. This includes a lot of hubs that is being operated by us. We had also given a notification of opening up hubs with Flipkart around the existing hubs we have had got another. As on date, we are operating close to 40 hubs only, apart from the big warehouses that are there in place, which ranges in geography from Gujarat to MP to West Bengal to a great extent to the North Bengal. We have also started a part of our operations in the Northeast. We have gone to Guwahati, Assam. We have gone to Itanagar. We are definitely doing in Ranchi, Jharkhand, Bihar, parts of Jharkhand that includes Deogarh, Kodarma, Godda, Dumka, Hazaribagh, Ramgarh, Daltonganj, Garhwa, all such areas that is being covered. So our warehousing is a very good and a key focus area as of now that we are doing, apart from the other operational activities.
Yeah, so
The
17 lakh, which you said you are owning this warehousing capacity,
growth in sales. No,
you
we
are
are managing
leasing it.
this. Yes.
Okay, you have a lease. Okay. And what is the utilization out there? 100%
100%.
utilization. Okay.
We do not have, and we do, as per our internal company policy, we do not lease any warehouse with an expectation of a future revenue. So when we lease the warehouse, we have already got a revenue coming in for that site wherein we start the lease.
Got it. And sir, what is your rough margin in your transport business and the warehousing business?
See, very honestly, that margin at gross levels for transportation are comparatively higher. And with a lot of late the market scenarios and other things, yes, at a gross level, close to 10% is what I would say that remains for the transportation. Warehousing goes slightly lower at, but yes, close to probably 7% around that remains for the warehousing.
Yeah, okay. My last two questions, if I'm allowed. So, yes. So, how is the new change in government in West Bengal? So, I maybe rumors that new industries will come and inquiries have turned up. So, any rough idea about your maybe inquiries coming in near West Bengal in some time?
Energy, definitely. See, I do not, I commenting on the new government and its policy would be wrong on my part. But definitely what we expect is that generally where we have seen that this government has come up, generally in other parts of the country also, there is a substantial growth in the economy as totality. So the state's economy is considered to expected to boost up. The industries are expected to come in because West Bengal, for quite some time, the industrial revolution in the state hasn't happened. So we expect more of industries to coming in, and definitely with more industries coming in, giving a kick start and a more ahead to Pranik in terms of its logistic services.
Have inquiries started coming in from your
Not greatly. It's not even a month that the government has taken the oath. Rather, I think
No,
it's
just
been
understood. Understood. And my last and final question, you are venturing into some employee management something, so can you just put some light on it?
what employee management to be specific, if you can say.
I think so. There was some change in clause of your.
Yes. We are, it's not employee management. Basically, it's manpower providing. So at some places, in few companies, what it is like, we are in talks also with a few companies like Trent and other things. So it's make kya hota hai ki they need manpower for their warehousing. They do not lease out the entire warehouse. Rather, they just hand over the, they just require the manpower from your end. So we being into that field, we have just put in a clause that such requirements coming in, we would be providing the manpower. So our MOA allows us to do that.
Okay. And any rough margins, or it's just an a future thing which you are adding in your maybe articles or something like that?
In terms of margin, well, since this is not a much of an heavily capital-oriented cycle, it's but yes, close to 5% is where in such services we can expect a margin.
Yeah, sure. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Next we have is Mr. Shiv. Can you please unmute?
Yes. Because my question is about debtors and debtor days. While we already
Yes.
discussed this, if you look at the trajectory of revenues and debtors, receivables have gone up. If you look at the last 3 years, receivables 11 crores is up to 55 crores end of year. And revenues have gone up some 2.6 or 2.7 times, receivables up 5 times. So if you do the debtors days, while we discussed debtors being around 90 days, the calculation comes to about 125 days. You look at the full year revenue.
Correct.
Okay, and this is a like-to-like comparison. So it's come up from 65 days to 125 days, and it's increasing. The trajectory has been going up. Last year the calculated number was 106. FY26 was 125. So what do you think? Where will it settle at? Do you think it can go down? Do you think
No,
things can
I'll
improve?
just look at what is the calculation that it has come to 125 days, if you can tell
It's
me.
based on 55 crores of receivables and 160 crores of revenues for the year.
No, you are exactly. You are. This is a straight method that what we are doing is कि इतना रेवेन्यू है इतना डेज है वेरिन वी आर डिवाइडिंग प्रोबली द रेवेन्यू स्ट्रेट बाय 365 टू गेट द पर डे रेवेन्यू
Yes,
एंड कमिंग इट टू 125.
that's
हाउएवर
correct.
यू नो वी शुड सी व्हाट वाज आवर टर्नओवर और आवर बिलिंग इन द प्रीवियस क्वार्टर एंड व्हाट इट हैज नाउ. वी आर सेइंग डेज. वी कैनॉट एज्यूम दैट लेट्स से दैट द टोटल रेवेन्यू हैज बीन 161 क्रोज. तो इट हैज बीन 0.44 क्रोज एवरी डे फ्रॉम डे वन. देर
Okay.
इज प्रॉब्ली ऑन डे वन ऑफ द फाइनेंशियल ईयर दैट वाज फर्स्ट अप्रैल द रेवेन्यू वाज ओनली एट 20 लैक्स एंड प्रॉब्ली ऑन 20th मार्च द रेवेन्यू वाज एट 60 लैक्स. सो आई थिंक इन दिस मेथड ऑफ कैलकुलेशन व्हेन वी विल सी सो इट विल डेफिनेटली नॉट फिट इन.
Okay. So I think in going forward also similarly, if the revenues keep scaling up, there may be this kind of debtor days might, if I look at it from a
Debtor
yearly
days, you
perspective.
see that remains at 90 days.
Okay.
Debtors remains at 90 days.
Okay.
Now,
So
yes, calculation is the
this is
last.
happening because of the increase in revenues.
Exactly, increase
Rapid increase.
the revenue increase will happen towards the year end because it is. Let us also understand that the month of March being and closing for all the companies, so even they
Yes.
have got targets not to move the maximum goods to their dealers, their stockists, and their ये करके. So by default, the revenue in the month of March increases.
So we will
To
always expect the second half to be far greater than the first
be
half.
far greater, so that is always expected. So because of
Okay.
that, the revenue in towards the end increases, leading the debtors to increase.
Okay.
Otherwise, there is no
By
such thing.
the way, in the last financial year, the difference between first half and second half is not too much. It's only about 5-7%, I think.
Okay,
So it's H1 versus H2, if you look at it, it's 78 versus 82.
Okay,
So
that
that
was the last year figures.
last year's figure. So
So
I
I think
think
the debtors would also be in according to the lines in the last financial year. I'll have to see the exact number of debtors of the last financial year. They would have been definitely in the lines if we see the last quarter, Jan, Feb, March. We, although we are not mandated to give the quarterly results, but for a clarity and more specific for this another reason of debtor days, we do give the quarterly results so that there is a clarity amongst our the people, those who are attached with us. So they always have
Yes.
a figure ki last quarter mein kitna tha, uske hisab se kitna hai.
Because I think the Q3 was weak for some reason. You know, Q3 was quite weak, and then I think it scaled up again.
Yes. See, you know, there was a bit of weather disruptions in West Bengal, and some of such reasons has were there. Even there was quite flooding, if you recall, at that time in quite regions. So, uske karan thoda sa ek turnover us samay down tha, and then again that picked up.
Okay. And the next question I have is that, you know, the if you look at profitability, let's say at the PBT level, I think it's H2 versus H2 is down actually. You know, whereas full year is up. But H2 versus H2 has gone down. Again, I think it's because of Q3. You know, I think Q3 was very
weak. Definitely Q3 is definitely one of the aspects. And second aspect is that in the later part of the year, that is in H2, wherein we had purchased vehicles and utilized them, that in the month of February, I think when we purchased vehicle, the depreciation was there for 6 months, taken fully into account.
Okay.
Ultimately, the later half of the profitability went down. Because the major impact of depreciation that happened, that came into the second half, or Q4 rather.
Yeah. So you have a capex plan for the current year? Then for FY20?
Yes, in terms of having vehicles, definitely will be, once the deal is finalized, we'll give an announcement in the markets too. There is a leading company with whom we are in talks for a long-term plan, as in terms of leasing out vehicles to them on a fixed basis. That would be a long-term tenure that we are in discussion of. So once that is finalized, so if that is finalized, we'll be going ahead for few more addition to our fleet capacity. And definitely accordingly, in accordance, the revenue would also increase.
Okay. And lastly, you know, you're running at PAT margins of less than 5%.
Correct.
Do you see that changing as you move along in your scale up based on your larger scale
of operations? There are two things over here. Number one, if we see at the depreciations, the WDV method, as we are following, so firstly, if we just convert this WDV to SLM, as depreciation, you know, that has zero impact on the tax, because ultimately when you are filing the tax, so the depreciation is being taken as per the IT law, balance sheet has as the balance sheet. Once we change that, I think the depreciation over here, 1 or 2% increase would happen just by default. तो ये depreciation का ही ultimately चीज है, जो कि अगर method change कर दूँ अगर, तो शायद close to 2.5 crore का आपका PAT का impact आ जाएगा. And if I take in terms of revenue, तो फिर वो again close to 1.5% का increase वहीं पर है.
Even at the EBITDA level, your margins had come down. You were 9% last year versus 11% the prior year.
Correct.
So I'm saying the trajectory, do you see it expanding overall?
Definitely when you expand, and especially in B2B, a slight decrease at the EBITDA levels, I think correct, this is the EBITDA is the correct level where we are talking about. A slight decrease, like for example, recently we were just doing a few hubs in the state of Orissa, and then we reached out to the company, and when we came to an exact point that the entire Orissa to be given to us, so at that point, when there is a bulk business that a company is giving you, there's a bit of a price expectations that is there. For example, even if we today are going, we are doing a party or somewhere, when we are going to a restaurant or a hotel, you go to Taj today, you tell them that I want to throw a night party for 100 people, and you go and tell them that I want to throw a party for 1,000 people, there is a slight difference in the per plate rates that is there. It is the absolute value ultimately which is looked upon.
Fine. Anyway, thanks for your responses.
Thank you.
Next up is Mr. Pramod. Please unmute yourself.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
Sir, I have two questions.
Yes.
My first question is, what is the revenue and EBITDA guidance for FY27?
See, I think I cannot quote you on exact numbers for this, but yes, that's with the start of the year in the matter in the manner that it has happened, we see a very positive further growth from here, and probably that we would be growing and in the similar manner, close to similar manner in which we have grown last year.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. My next question is, sir, you recently entered a new business. Is staffing business expected to have better margin than logistic?
Which business?
जो आपका न्यू मैन पावर वाला बिजनेस स्टार्ट किया सर, स्टाफिंग।
देखिए, ये हमने न्यू मैन पावर का बिजनेस स्टार्ट नहीं किया, ये हमने जस्ट लॉजिस्टिक्स का, क्योंकि ये सब एक पार्ट है, इसको भी हमने एक एड ऑन रखा है इसमें, कि हम जब जाते हैं कंपनीज के पास एंड वी टेल कि वी आर अ वन अम्ब्रेला सॉल्यूशन, हम एक अम्ब्रेला के अंदर आपको सारे सॉल्यूशंस देते हैं, और आपको लॉजिस्टिक्स रिलेटेड आपको कोई भी सॉल्यूशन चाहिए तो हम देते हैं। सो इट इज एन एडिशन इन द एग्जिस्टिंग लाइन ऑफ बिजनेस, ये कोई नया बिजनेस नहीं है, ये लॉजिस्टिक्स का ही एक पार्ट ऑफ बिजनेस है, कोई नया बिजनेस नहीं है, इसी में हमने एक लाइन ऐड किया है।
ओके सर, ओके, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू।
फिर से
नेक्स्ट वी हैव केनिल साहब। मिस्टर केनिल, कैन यू प्लीज अनम्यूट योर सेल्फ।
Yeah, sorry. Just two follow-up questions. The recent diesel and petrol price hike, so are you passing it to your clients, or basically, as you said, if you are getting a tanki or a bulk business, you give a discount pricing maybe. And is this recent 3 rupees and 1 rupees being passed on, or how is your contract with your companies? Basically working on thin margin and again getting this hit via the current fluctuation due to Middle East comes into it. So just wanted to know how are your contracts basically?
This increase in price have been passed on to the clients, and ultimately increasing our receivables means it's ultimate. If you see that, let's say that for a particular vehicle, 20 feet vehicle, if we were getting 19 rupees earlier for in terms of a variable per kilometer, so now we'll, as per the increased proportion, we'll get 19.1 or 19.15. So it is ultimately passed down, and we have been compensated for the increase in the fuel prices. The fuel price increase has got zero impact on us.
Yeah, so basically, your contract with the companies have an escalation due to the input which comes in.
Correct. So
Yeah, okay.
our contract very clearly mentions that with every increase of 3 rupees in fuel, we'll be getting compensated for the prices.
Okay, and my final question is your 1,000 crore top line for 2030 stands intact?
I think it was 500 what we had given, which stands intact.
Okay, 500, which you have good. Okay.
And that stands intact, wherein the company is very aggressively working towards that, and we are committed towards that. And if you see the last 2 years, the growth has been in accordance. We have been growing by roughly 50%, and that is, a few other reasons that we are building our capacities, our strengths, our systems in accordance of being able to handle that level of operations.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
Can you please unmute
Yeah, am I audible?
yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you for the follow-up. I have a follow-up for prepaid expenses. So last year, in 2025, prepaid expenses was close to 8 crore. For
Correct.
2026, what is the number for prepaid expenses?
The number, I'm not quoting the exact number with, that would come with the AFS. The number has dropped close to 4 crores. And the prepaid expenses, we are targeting to make it as low as we can. However, there are few companies with whom the billing cycles are from, let's say, the 28th of the month, 21st to 20th. However, in the month of March, when we enter, or any month ending or quarter ending, तो जो 10 days रह जाता है is where we have already done the expenses but our revenue cannot be recognized as per the accounting norms, be it even further if when we are going and as we are planning to shift to the main board and the company is preparing for Ind AS and other things also, so that cannot be recognized in revenue in either case, which is the not even half of a month has gone by. So that is the prepaid expenses.
Yeah. So I see that in prior years, like for FY 2024, 23, 22, there were not much of a significant prepaid expenses.
Correct.
So why this has increased, particularly from FY 25 and now into FY 26?
Two, three things I'll tell you. FY 26, so the figure has come down drastically. It was also that, you know, initially the company did not give advances and we generally worked in by, you know, giving the, like how we are working now and giving payments in advance. So, however, as we have seen and noted further that by giving advances, there is a slight increase in the margins that we are seeing, because of which we started giving advances in the last financial year. And that is going on. However, we are trying to make it as smooth as possible to the minimalistic levels and looking at the cash flows to the best possible of its use, wherein our margins also increase and the cash flow also remains intact.
Okay, so what would be the approximate margin benefit from this in basis point terms, like 10-20 basis point?
Basis point level. Yes, close to 20 basis points is link margin impact that would be there.
Okay. And my next question is regarding to depreciation. So what would be the approximate capital, the fixed asset that is in vehicles? And why is our depreciation so high as compared to fixed asset? It comes to close to around 30% as a percentage of fixed asset.
Company now following a WDV model of depreciation, wherein the law says that 40%, 39 point some percentage it is, of the asset value that needs to be taken as depreciation. So let's say that the company has got vehicles worth 10 crores, for example. So 40%, matlab 4 crores is the depreciation that has happened. Next year when we go to 6 crores ka 20%, so that will be 2 crore 40 lakhs. Next year again it would be roughly 3.5 crores ka 40%, so 1 crore 30 lakhs ke around. So that is the, because of the WDV model, new fleets getting add on is what the depreciation, a bit of disparity that is being seen. We even in the audit committee meeting that was there, so this point was discussed between the members. And the company is into the planning of looking into it and probably changing the accounting policies as per the norms that would be there, that will be following, so that this disparity can be leveled up and a better clarity of depreciation would be there.
Okay, so did we add vehicles in the current financial FY26?
Means the running financial year you're talking about.
FY26, yeah, that just ended.
That we have just entered, right?
No, FY26, which
Achha,
is ended.
Okay, ended. Yes, we have added vehicles. I think the depreciation sheet is also, that would be there attached with the AFS when it would be coming finally. So where exact we can see how many vehicles were added and what value of vehicles were added.
Yeah, so in FY25 annual report, I saw that there was mentioned that we have 150 plus owned vehicles, and during this call you have mentioned that we currently have 150 plus.
I think so I also accordingly mentioned that I do not have the exact figures in mind, but yes, roughly it is there. In the annual report, the team would have derived the exact numbers. I did mention very clearly that this is just a rough that I have to be exact number that we can share with you.
Okay. Sure. Okay, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Anybody?
Thank you, everyone. Since we don't have any attendees on the line, we can conclude this meeting. If you have any further queries, please reach out to our investor relations team at investor.support@pranikgroup.com. A replay of this call will be available on our website at www.pranikgroup.com shortly. Thank you for joining us, and now you may disconnect your lines.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.